All right, Gutavach. Hopefully tonight, Mitzrim will be finishing the Simen. We're up to Reisa Magdalid Sif Zayin. Basically, tonight is going to be the Sugya called Meshata Nivach. So you could commit to pay a certain amount for a service, and then afterwards say, I'm not paying you, Meshata Nivach. There's certain conditions when you're allowed to do that. Now let's go through it and we'll... Let's do Sif Zayin. V'chei Misha Baruch Mebeis Asurim. If somebody was running away from a jail, V'oisa Ma'averes Lafonov, he had to cross this water to escape. How was he going to cross the water? Well, there was a sailor there who had a boat who was going to be able to ferry him over to the other side. V'amalei Havirani, bring me over to the other side. V'ani Nesan L'chadina, and I'll give you a large amount, a dina, which is a larger amount than normal for such a deal. I don't know, let's say you pay normally a quarter of a dina. And he's promising, I'll give you a dina, just get me out of here. Get me away from the authorities. I want to get out of here. And Itaka brought him to the other side. After he brings him to the other side, he say, okay, forget about it. I'll only give you a quarter of a dina. I'll give you whatever the normal pay is. Or your for your tircha, skara royaloi, whatever it is. I'm not giving you more than that. V'mhoya tzayid. However, if this sailor was also a fisherman, va'amalei, and he tells him, batel mitzudoscha ve'virani. Sorry? Yeah, but in this case, it's l'chayr. Okay. I thought it was trapping fish. But okay, either way, the idea is that he had another profession, and he could have worked here and made other money if I wouldn't have asked him to bring me over to the other side. Va'amalei, and he tells him, batel mitzudoscha ve'virani. Bring me over, don't do your job today, don't catch fish or don't hunt animals, whatever it is, and bring me over to the other side. Then you are obligated to give him the full wage that you promised, because if it was not for you, he got a hefset somewhere else. Had you not hired him, he would have earned money somewhere else. Because you hired him, you mevatel that money that he could have earned. So to make up for that, you can't say, you're playing with me. I got a hefset out of you. So obviously it was kedin, you owe me the money that you promised.
I just have to go for a schar.
Sorry?
The excess,
no, that's so we're going to see how much he had to be mevatel in order for this to work. But Dosh state that if he's you mavatal him, if he calls him a hefsid, then you have to keep your tanai. We'll get to about. Let's just fine. This is the sugya called Meshata Anibach. I could ask you to do something, I'm in a pinch, do it, and then once you do it, and I say, no, I'm not paying you the price that we made up. That's Meshata Anibach. Let's just go through the Ramah quickly and then we'll come back. Hagoy Yeshaimrim. That which when you are entitled to say Meshati Nibok, Hainu Bedovishain Regilis Litin Olav Harbe. It's unusual to give such an excessive amount for such a service. Of a Bedovishain Derek Litin Harbe, but if it's an item, it's a service that it's normal to give so much, Kugoin Hashbaas Shadim, someone stole money from me and I don't know who it is, so I go over to you and I cause you to do. I know, Hujibuji, Ashba, Shadim, that the Shadim should tell me who the Ganav is, and I pay you for your service. Oy, Rafua, where you go to a doctor to heal the person, then Chayiv, Litin, Laikom, Mashis, Nimai. Then he is Taka Chayiv to give everything that you promised, because even though you promised a large amount, more than it's just Tircha, but the amount that you promised is normal, it's accessible. It's acceptable for such a thing. For such a type of a service, you go to a doctor and he charges you $75. That is normal for a doctor to charge. Since it's normal for him to charge that, it's even though it's more than, let's say, his 3 minutes of time, but he's allowed to do that. It's a normal price, memelu yumuchiv, to keep that. And then the Ramah fears eyes, ubishat chon is, however, if you promise a chatchan, marry off my daughter and I'll give you X amount of dollars, Ain loy ela schara. Afterward, you can say, no, I only pay you for your time. Even though you promise him to give him a lot, you're allowed to say Meshata Nibach and only give. And Shanim Wallah didn't tell you like this, that you know, we promised a certain amount, and later on, the guy said, no, Meshata Nibach, and I'm only giving you a lower amount, just for your tircha, whatever it is. We'll get back to it. What we see here is a sugya called Meshata Nibach. What's going on? What is Mishata Nibok based on? Like, how does this work? Like, I tell you something, and then all of a sudden I can wake up Mishata Nibok. Why do we assume the guy is being Mishata Nibok? Why is he nemet to say Mishata Nibok? So really, it's Makleikas Rishonim. There are two standard Mahalchim in the Rishonim. When you're allowed to say Mishata Nibok. The first shita is that you're only allowed to say Mishata Nibok when the other person has any way a chiv to do what he's doing mitzad a mitzvah. For example, here by the boat, the guy's running away, he's trying to escape. Sakonis nefash is involved. This person has to ferry him over to the other side anyway. He has a mitzvah deraisa v'ashavis aveda, shavis gufay. He has to save this guy anyway. Now I promise him, I'm going to pay him for the mitzvah that he has anyway a chiv to do. I'm pulling his leg. He anyway has this mitzvah to do. I don't really mean to give him that amount of money. Because why should I give it to him? He anyway has the chiv to do it anyway. He anyway has a mitzvah to do. I'm only telling him, Abi, that he should do it. But not that I really mean to pay him this amount, because he anyway has a chiv mitzvah. I say so, one set of Rishonim, that Meshatin Yibok is only when the other person's anyway mechuyev for a mitzvah. Comes along the Ramban, and Yevamis and Kavav and Torizadim, other Rishonim as well, and they argue, also a whole set of Rishonim who say that, no, you don't need a mitzvah. Even when there's no Dvar mitzvah, you're still allowed to say Mishata Anibach. So when yet? Like what's the limitations? Whenever your price that you're giving is excessive, that's the nine number one, it's more than the going rate, and B, number two is, that you're in a pinch. The guy who's promising it is clearly an oinus. He's clearly in a pinch. Even though it's not mamish an oinus nefesh, it's like this case of a boat. It could be even an oinus moment. But he's desperate. When he's desperate and he's giving an excessive amount, that's those two ingredients allow you to say afterwards, I didn't mean it, meshat ani bark. I was desperate. What should I do? I was desperate. I had to promise you that, otherwise you weren't going to do it. But I didn't really mean it. Meshata Anibach. So according to this shita, it's a major kula, we'll call it. Meshata Anibach now applies to many things, many services, even if it's not a mitzvah. The first shita holds it's only when it's a mitzvah. And the second shita holds out, no, it applies to everything, even when it's not a mitzvah. You're allowed to say Meshata Anibach. The first shita holds it has to be Shas Chag. Lav Dafka. I don't recall them saying that. Ritva maybe puts it in, but Lav Dafka. Lav Dafka. So Lechayre, those are two set of Rishonim. So on one hand, the Ramban is a Kula, but the Ramban could also be a Churma. How? So like the Ramban, another Nafkamina. A Nafkamina Lehepach. So like the Ramban, what happens if it would be a Dvar Mitzvah? We're dealing with a Dvar Mitzvah, but the amount that you're giving indeed is excessive, but it's an acceptable price, like by a doctor. He's charging a hein rav for those 3 minutes that he's seeing you, or me, whatever, he's seeing this person. He's charging a hein rav. But lemais is, that's the going rate. People give a doctor that amount. So even though you're paying him more than just for his tircha, the 3 minutes doesn't justify the price. You're paying for his experience and his knowledge and his schooling or whatever. But the 3 minutes that he provided the service doesn't justify the price that he's charging. But it's an acceptable price in the market to pay such an amount. So Zakta Ramban, it will come out like this. Like me, Zakta Ramban, that I hold that Yoni Katei Meshata when you're giving an excessive price. He says, this is really not excessive because it's a normal price. People already pay this amount. So it's not something wild. So why should I say they learn Meshatin Nibak? Why should it be Meshatin Nibak? This is the going rate. This is the normal price. So you can't say Meshatin Nibak. But Zakta Ramban, loiti other shita, who holds that Meshatin Nibak is because anyway you're mechuyev, because you have a mitzvah to do it. So when I promise you a mount, obviously I don't mean anything. I'm just getting you to do the mitzvah that you have anyway a chiv to do. Certainly I could tie I don't mean it, because you're anyway mechiv to do it, even though I don't give you a piyasta, you're mechiv to do it. You have a mitzvah deraisa to do. So therefore, I could say Meshatin Nibok. So Dr. Ramban, like those shitas, when you go to a doctor, the doctor has a chiv deraisa to heal you. Let's talk about Chuli the Hill, a person when, let's at least buy Sakonis and Fashis, he has a chiv, the rise of the elder person. So when you promise him an amount, even if that's an acceptable amount in the industry, you could still tie him a shat in your book like those sheetahs, because it's a mitzvah. You're mechuyev to do this without a piyasta. I only promised you because I'm trying to get you to do the mitzvah that anyway mechuyev to do. So I could tie him a shat in your book. Come twice. You have a kula and a churma. If you need a mitzvah, it's limited to mitzvahs. But if you do have a mitzvah, you can say mashatan yibok no matter what, even if it's an acceptable amount. And like the Ramban, no, you don't need a mitzvah, but it has to be something excessive, and you're in a pickle, you're desperate. But if it's not excessive, because it is the going rate, people usually pay that amount, or sometimes pay that amount, then you can't taina mashatan yibok, because it's no longer considered excessive. The first sheet holds you need a mitzvah. As long as it's a mitzvah, I can tell you mishatan yibok. I'm just getting you to do your mitzvah. So I'm allowed to tell you mishatan yibok. Those are the two sheetahs rishonim. It's very negeya, Rabbi Say. As we go through the sif, you'll see it's very negeya. And halacha lemaisa, it's very negeya. We have two sheetahs. Is it dafka by mitzvah or excessive when I'm desperate? What is the reason I can say mishatan yibok? So in terms of the halacha, just by looking at the Ramah, for example, well, you know what? Let's go to Schar Roifei. Ramah over here talks about Schar Roifei, and the Ramah says by Schar Roifei, the reason why you're mechuyev to pay is because it's a normal price to pay. It's regilus litan alav harbe. People already charge that amount for a doctor. Now, that works like the Shitas Ramban. Ramban holds as long as it's already considered the going rate or it's an acceptable rate, people sometimes pay that amount. So then if people pay that amount, you can't tie the mishat anymore. But had you hold like the other Shita that by a mitzvah, you tie the mishat anymore, so what's the Ramah saying by Rafua, Yechayv Litin Loikom Mashis Nimai? It's not true. Since Rafua is a mitzvah, you could tie in a mishat in your book, even if it's an acceptable rate. I'm only trying to get you to do your mitzvah. You're mechuyev to do this mitzvah anyway. That's all I'm doing. So I could tie in a mishat in your book. Elamai, you see from this Ramah that we're going like the Ramban. That mishat in your book is even when it's not a dvar mitzvah, means you could tie in a mishat in your book. Let me say it better. You see from this Ramah that a mitzvah is loy ma'ilav loy married in the sugya mishat in your book. That even though by a roifei there's a mitzvah, still you can tie in a mishat in your book if it's an acceptable rate. If it's acceptable rate, just because it's a mitzvah alone doesn't allow you to tie in a mishat in your book. It means we're not going like those rishonim. And this Ramah really is a mefusha mechaben Ramah in Yeridaya. So it's the exact same thing in Shin Lam Avav Siv Gimel, that when a doctor charges an amount, you're allowed a tiny afterwards mishat in your book. If it will be for the medicine itself, he's giving you the Mechaben Ramah say over there that by a doctor you can't tie a mishat in your book because it is already considered an acceptable amount. Since it's acceptable rate that people pay, then you can't tie a mishat in your book. Had you learned that it was a mitzvah, then you should be able to tie a mishat in your book. Elamai, you see that we're going like the Ramban, not like the other set of Rishonim. Now, just the Mechaben Ramah over there, Mechalik, that's only by a doctor because it's an acceptable rate that he charges. But if he's going to give you a prescription and it goes for $20, and because you're desperate, I'm only giving you this drug if you pay me $100, and that's not an acceptable amount, then you can't tina. Then you don't have to pay him. Then you could tina mishat in the book because he's asking for something that's excessive. It's not an acceptable rate, and memeli you could tie no mishat in ibok. If you look in the Baragoyle, he brings it down as well. By the star, it says pish. When it says in Ramah that you have to give by the refuah, it's pish. Ba'ad chokmas refuah. Avam pasuk le'ali simanim. Yoisim midameim harbi machmas oynes choyoy ing le'ela demeim. Then you only have to give the regular price of the simanim of the medicine. You don't have to give the excessive amount that you promised. It's considered mishat in ibok. A rug, correct. One is rug, one's not rug. But at least you see by the roifei that you mechuyev to give, even though there's a mitzvah. So l'chori, that would be an indication that we're going like the Ramban and not like the other Rishonim.
It makes sense. It's quoted by Ramban.
Yeah, it's fine. Now, the Minchas Pitim over here is Mitzadeit. He brings a slew of Rishonim who hold that Meshati Nebuch is tolling on a mitzvah. And therefore he says, Yitochein, that if a guy is typhus, A guy is toifis, then he could say kimli kavasai. That means if it's something which is not a mitzvah. So according to Ramban, you could still say mishatani bucks. I don't have to pay the worker. But zokta minkas pitim, if the worker chaps the money, he could keep the money because he could say kimli that you're only allowed to say mishatani buck by a dvar mitzvah. And since this case is not a dvar mitzvah, I'm allowed to keep the money. You really owe me the money. I'm entitled to the money that you promised me. So you're now allowed to say Meshata Nibok, because Meshata Nibok is only by Dvar Mitzvah. You're allowed to say Kimli, like the Rishonim, that Meshata Nibok is only by Dvar Mitzvah. That's what the Minchas Pitim suggests. However, from the Mechab and Ramah, you see, not like that. Because the Mechab and Ramah, by Rafua, the patient was Mukhzik. He's holding on to the money. And the Mechab and Ramah paskins that if it's an acceptable price to pay, you are mechuyev to actually pay it. Why don't you say, Kimli, I want to go like the Rishonim, that by a dvar mitzvah, I'm allowed a tanya mishatani bok, even when it's an acceptable price. And Lamai, you see in the Mechab Ramah, that you're now allowed to say, Kimli, like those Rishonim. The Machriya, like the Ramban, Utakavosei, not like those Rishonim. Mishatani bok is not totally in a mitzvah. Mishatani bok is when you're desperate, and it's excessive, you can say mishatani bok. If it's not excessive, because some people already pay that price, you cannot tanya mishatani bok, and we're giving me mitzi mamin based on those Rishonim. That's what should come out, look here over here. There's a problem with this. I'm just going to throw out a shaila and I'm going to move on. But there's a problem with this because in Simen Pei Aleph, beginning of Simen Pei Aleph, there's a story that a Zayda went over to a father who was wealthy and he told the father that he'll pay him to teach his child. The Zayda wants the father to learn with the Einikol. The father's not doing his job. He's not learning with his son. So the Zayda told him, you know what? I'll pay you. Desperate. I want you to learn with the Einikol. So I'll pay you to learn with the Einikol. Over there is Gepaskin that you're allowed to taina mishata anibok. Why? Because since the father has anyway chiv midraisa to learn with his son, so the Zayda could taina mishata anibok. That's the lashon of the Ramah. As if mishata anibok is gebayt on the fact that since he was anyway mechuyev to do it, so if you can mishata anibok. Now that goes well with the first set of Rishonim. That's totally a mitzvah. But if you learn like the Ramban, it's not totally a mitzvah. Mitzvah's like ma'alav like meyid. Over there, in order to say mishata anibok, you'll have to say that the Zayda was in a pinch and it was an excessive price that he promised. Doesn't say that over there. If you don't have those ingredients, then l'chol you should not be able to taina mishata anibok. And the Ramah says you could, since the father was anyway mechuyev to teach his son. It implies as now over there he's going with the other set of Rishonim. It's a problem.
Isn't the one difference is there's nobody but the father that's mechuyev in that mitzvah? Or by if you weren't the rofi, another rofi would be mechuyev to do it?
And therefore, what do you want to suggest? So therefore, so there the mitzvah plays a greater role because it's mamish mutal alecha. Okay, fine. It's a chiddush, but I hear the chilek, but it's a chiddush. Fine.
Is there any chilek in mishat and nibach between if the person asks for it or the other one offers? So I'm just looking at a guy comes in and says, I have a problem. What can you do with me? Say, well, if you want $1,000 and the going rate is $100. Let's say he comes and says, I have this problem. I'll give you $1,000 to fix it. The other guy didn't say a word.
It's no different. No, I was so desperate. I needed you to get it. So I figured you weren't going to do it for. I don't know. Probably not. Why'd you offer $1,000 for? Because the other man, you shuts me up. That $100, I wouldn't do it. So therefore, you offered me $1,000. L'chayra is not killing. L'chayra. All right. This is the Yisoid. From here, hopefully, the sif will continue and flow. But this is the Yisoid. Is it mitzvah, or is it because you're desperate and you're giving an excessive price? So now, let's go back to the Mechaber. The Mechaber says, an exception to the rule, you're now allowed a tanya mishata anibok if the poyel could have had a different job, he was a tzayid, he would have caught fish or whatever, caught animals, whatever it is, he could have made money other ways, and because he was oisik with me, he lost out. Since he lost out, so then I cannot tanya mishata anibok. Look in the Sma Siv Koton Chof. How much does he have to lose out in order for me not to be able to tie a mishata nibok? Zok tesma. I'm pretty sure. Drisha shama chakta mitivir rosh vatu v'arambam. D'chol my deposik imay mamish ka'amar. I have to give everything. Kol mashis nimay. It's a deacon, right? Everything. Kol mashis nimay I have to give. Afilu ein nira leinayim, even if it's not apparent, shahayuloi reva kokach, even if it's not muchach that it would have made so much money by being a tzayid, imoye tzayid a dogim, I see that he's being tzayid a dogim, yeah. Mekomokim kevin da al koponim, hoyuloi lots of dogim, since he would have catch fish. And it's possible, maybe it's not mistaka, but at least it's shayach, 20% chance, he could have perhaps caught as many fish to make up for the entire price that I was caught with him. Therefore, I have to give him the full amount. Because it's possible I caused him that entire loss. He could have caught maybe so many fish to make up the full dinar that I promised him. Memelo, I'm now bound for my commitment. If I promise him a dinar, I got to give him that dinar now. Because he might have made the dinar elsewhere. So even though, let's say, normally he would have only made a half a dinar, whatever it is, but there's a 20% chance he would have made that whole dinar. So I can't say no mashati in the book. What do you mean? Then I might have been mafsed him. He would have maybe made that amount. So if obviously I was going with das, I really meant it, and I have to follow through with my price that I committed to. Zok the ksois, look at the ksois, one, six lines down. V'nira midvarav, shimnira le'nayim bebiro, if it's definite, she'i efshe b'shum ponim, it would be impossible for him, lahalos kokach dogim, to make so many, to catch so many fish, k'mo she'epsi kosoi, and so chlitein ele k'shish yachol lotzud, then I don't have to give that full amount. If it was impossible to make a full dinar's worth, he could, let's say, only make three quarters of a dinar's worth. On the best day possible, his best fish day, he could only make three quarters of a dinar, then I would only have to give him three quarters of a dinar. I wouldn't have to give him the whole dinar, like the sma. I would have to give him more than the regular schar royal life for his tircha. I would only have to give him, but up to that three quarters of a dinar that he could have possibly made by catching fish. On the additional part.
No, on the whole thing. Because it's a deal. A whole dinner?
No, that is what does that mean? You have to say it like this. That when I promised you a dinner, I only meant a zayvait. How vait? I only meant a zayvait that you would have been mastered anywhere else. Three quarters. La marshal. The Machabe says, even when you tanya mshati mibok, you still give schara royalai. Why are you giving schara royalai for? So we discussed, why don't you say Mishati Nebok on that too? You mechuyev to save me without any price. So we mentioned last week in Machan Ephraim that a zayvait, that you're providing me ano, whatever the going rate of that ano is, avad I'm going medas. I'm not going to be a coffee toy. If you're giving me something and I don't plan on paying for it, if I promise I will, what, I'm crazy? Avad I meant it. So Teretz says, when I said a dina, in that dina lick, that first quarter of a dina I really mean, and the rest of three quarters I don't mean. So too in the case of the fish, where you could have caught three quarters of a dina of a worth of fish, so up to three quarters I mean, because that's your hefzid, and that last quarter I don't mean, that last quarter is considered mishatini bok. That's considered excessive, and that I don't mean. So I only have to give you three quarters of a dina. As I come toys from the sma, comes along the ksais and says, Aval niz daiti miloshin harosh, the kok ki hai gavna nami tzorklit and kol masha pasag. So he argues with the sma. He has a beautiful dik in the rush. We're going to just leave the dik, but it's a beautiful dik. Madani Melech says the same thing, Pipulu Karifta, and that is that as long as you're having a hefzit somewhere else, even if it's a little hefzid, that then I'm mechuyev to pay you already the entire amount that I promised. What's the lumdus? Sort of your lumdus in verse. The lumdus is, if obviously I had to mean something, I had to be serious about part of my commitment because I'm being mafsid you something. So once already my commitment is ernst, so when we assume my entire commitment is ernst, you can't cut up my commitment and say, oh, only on this part is ernst and the rest is not ernst. No, once it's already zicha ernst on part of it, then we have to say that I meant it sincerely on the entire amount, and now I'm mechuyev to give you the entire amount. I cannot say mishat anibak. Because it's a machloikis, sma and ksois, this din of a hefzid, do I have to be mafsid you the entire amount? Or is it enough to be mafsi do something, a shava prut, and with that already kicks in my entire kitzvah that I promise you, now I'm committed to it. It's a machlokes manksais. And truth be told, this is already a machlokes kedum, it's a machlokes rishainim. There's a slew, a dozen achreinim and chuvis or more, who prove from different rishainim. Basically, the rundown according to the haskamas of Rav Ruba of achreinim is that Rashi, the Rama, the Ramach, the Mordechai, the Meiri, Toysis, the Maram Rattenberg, Agoyis Maimini, all hold like this Sma that has to be Shava B'Shava, means Dala for Dala. Only up to the amount I'm mafsid, that's how much my commitment is, and above that, I say Meshatani Bok. However, the Rambam and the Rosh, is Mashma like the Ksois, that as long as you mafsid something, then my commitment kicks in, and I can no longer say Meshatani Bok at all. So it's already a machloikis rishainim on the shayla. Geshmak machloikis, very nageya, so geshmak machloikis. Then you'll always have to pay everything, light these rishainim, light the ksois. If you lose a little bit, then you'll have to. That is only on the schara royaloi. But here we're talking about the hefsid that I cause you, the chayra above the schara. Okay, you have to know why we're being chalik. Let's bring it, develop this a little bit. On this sheet of the ksois, that the ksois holds as long as you're losing a little bit, already now, everything kicks in. My entire hasna kicks in. Whatever I made up kicks in, and now it's chal, and I can't say mishati nibok. L'chayr is a major kasha on the ksois. Major kasha. Like I said before, the Mechaba Paskins in Yeridea, that if you go over to a pharmacist, the guy's desperate, he needs this medicine, the going rate for the medicine is $20, and he says, I'm not giving to you unless you give me $100. The guy's desperate, so he gives him $100. So he said, fine, I'll give you $100, and later on he wants to say Meshat and Yibok, so to Mechaba, he's allowed to say Meshat and Yibok on that additional $80. On the $20 he can't, but an additional $80 he could. So the kasha is, loitik sois, whenever the guy has a little bit of hefset, you can no longer say Mishatini Bok. What's the Mechaba saying over there? You could say Mishatini Bok on whatever's excessive above the price of the medicine. The medicine goof is the loss. Right? The medicine costs $20. The pharmacist is taking a loss. He's giving me medicine. So L'chayra, since I zikha meant it on those $20 of the loss of the medicine, so now I certainly meant it on the whole $100 as well. Once you have the ksais, as long as you have a little hefzid, the entire amount kicks in. So how could the mechaba over there paskin, it's from Rishainim, how could the mechaba paskin over there that you're allowed to say Meshatani Bok on the medicine? And it's not just a mechaba. Interesting enough, the ksais here in Sifkat Aleph brings that halacha too. He brings it from the ritva. I don't know why he brings the ritva. It's a foolish mechaba. But he brings the ritva that by medicine, you should know you can say Meshatani Bok on whatever is above the price of the medicine. What do you mean? The medicine gufu should be the Meshat, should be the hefzid. And as long as you have a little hefzid, you can no longer say Meshatani Bok.
It's an obvious chilik, but I don't know why. One thing, you're doing a pula. Maybe from doing a pula, if the other one is a hefzid, I don't know
if right, so why would that make a difference? So this kasha, the Ezra Yisrael asked this kasha. There's another kasha on the ksais. The Gemara was talking about this case of this guy's running away out of jail. This mamish the case in the Mechaba. That type of a case. The Gemara actually was talking about also our case of the chamor. I saved your chamor and I lost my chamor to save your chamor and you promised me a mount and you have to pay me for my chamor. In fact, the Gemara, why don't I say Meshat Anibach? Like you see by Beis HaYisurim. And if the Gemara, no, because by Beis HaYisurim too, if the guy would have been a fisherman and he has a loss somewhere else, so therefore you can't say Meshat Anibach. So too by the case of the chamor, like we discussed a few weeks ago, early on in the Siman, talks about a case of Chamar, since the saver is losing his own Chamar, so now the amount that the Baal HaAveda committed to is binding. That's the Gemara. That the Gemara is trying to prove that this halacha of Ma'aviras Lafana, of this case of a boat, is only Mshati Nibok when he doesn't have another job. But if he has another job, if he's a tzayid, and he could catch so many fish. The Gemara says he could catch a kaver worth a zuz, so then you can't tie in a Meshati Nibok. That's the Gemara. So the Chayra, just balabatish, you read the Gemara, it's like it's boiled on you. The Gemara says that you know when you can't tie in a Meshati Nibok? When this guy has another job. That this guy could catch fish. What do you have to do that for? The guy doesn't have any other job, but he's a sailorman, right? He has a boat and he ferries people over. The Gemara should say the reason why he can't tie the mishatin book is that instead of taking you over, he would have waited another 3 minutes, he would have taken the next passenger over and charged him the amount of money to get to go to the other side. So an avada wouldn't be the $100 or the whole dina that he's charging you because you're desperate, but he would charge the going rate, the quarter of a dina, whatever the going rate, to ferry the token to get over the water. So why did Gemara have to create that the guy is a fisherman and he can catch fish? Stam, he's not a fisherman. He's a sailor like he is. You have to make an akimta. And if not for you, he would have brought over another person. He would have gotten another passenger. It's boiled in the Gemara. The Gemara didn't want to say that. Why push it? Because that other person would only be paying a quarter of a dina. So then you could still sign a machatan ibach or whatever is above that. Like the sma. David, the Gemara had to make an akimta. It's talking about the guy has another job. He happens to be also a fisherman. And he can catch so many fish to make up the full dina that you promised this guy. Oh, if there's a tzad that he could catch so many fish, so then you can't sign a machatan ibach. But barring that, in the absence of that, that he could have made the full amount, vice versa in Gemara, you could tanya mishatin ibach. A bomb cash and excise, how do you read the Gemara? Like, what's going on? I'm saying, good, that sheet is excise, the Rambam, the Rosh, the deek that they made, people get out of the Rambam, they get out of the Rosh. Pashas, the Rambam and Rosh is mashal like the excise. So what do they do with this Gemara? It's a pella. So I would like to make a suggestion here, and that gives a little better havana in the ksois and answers up your kasha as well. And that is like this. Let's play it out. Mishatan ibach means I'm promising something excessive, so I don't mean it. But if you're having an hefset out of it, even though it's excessive, because I'm the mice only getting a $2 ferry ride or a quarter of a zuz ferry ride, but because of desperation, I'm willing to promise a whole dinner. But the mice said, all I got, I benefited, the fair market value was only a quarter of a zuz to get over by using this ferry. That's all it was worth. But nevertheless, because you're getting a hefset somewhere else more than that, then already I'm going midas and I'm willing to give you everything. That's the lumnus, right? But lemaisa gered, even when you had that hefset, let's say you have the full zuz worth of a hefset, still, I only got a quarter of a zuz worth of value. Bottom line is, but I can't tie I'm playing with you if I know that I'm being mafsed you elsewhere more than that. So obviously I'm meant to be a gomidaz. I'm not an Akzari, I'm not a Rosha, I'm not a Mazik, I'm not trying to be mafsed you, right? So in Lumdis, the way I understand it, in Lumdis, it like works like this. Up to the fair market value, up to the tircha that you're putting in, whatever that price is, Mishatan Yubav doesn't even start. That's kedin, that's karoi, the schara aroyloi of the mechaba. That's schara aroyloi. That is no mishatim vach to begin with. Whatever the normal going rate or the normal amount to pay you for your tircha, that amount is a given, and mishatim vach doesn't even start. What's above that is where I could tie the mishatim vach, where I'm committing more than I'm receiving, I could tie the mishatim vach, but since you're getting a hefset, obviously I'm going medas. So I want to taina that if the whole hefsid is only up to that fair market value, up to that schar haroyaloi for your techa, then we don't have the kseis's vart. Kseis's vart is that since already I'm willing to be going medas, even though I could have, should have said mishatani bach, because I understand that you're getting some hefsid, so therefore must be I'm going medas on the whole amount that I promised, that I hear. But if the whole hefset you had, or the whole tircha that you had, whatever, is only up to the going rate of that tircha, is only the quarter of a zuz, so I never even started to say Meshatan Yibach on that. That's kedin, that's keroyeloi, that I won't want to say Meshatan Yibach to begin with. And what's above it, avadek say Meshatan Yibach. Just because I committed to Skar Royaloi doesn't mean I committed to what's above that. Skar Royaloi, come there, because that's the hanah that you provided me. What's above that doesn't, you don't deserve. So then obviously I'm a shatin ibach. I want to say that the Rambam and the Rosh only said their vod when the hefset that I'm causing you is above schar haroyloi. It's not the full dinar's worth, but it's above schar haroyloi. So then, since obviously I didn't do a mashatan ibach, obviously I made a sincere commitment. So then I made a sincere commitment on everything. But if my only hefset that I caused you was up to schar haroyloi, then it doesn't start to overt. That I was supposed to pay, I want to pay you. I understand I'm supposed to pay you because I received that anah. Meshata nibach doesn't even start. So we don't say like kilu migoy that it's chal on that amount, it's chal on everything. If push it's chal on that amount, there's no meshata nibach to start with. Bishlam, it's above the schar roiloi, the hefsid. So you can say migoy on that amount of hefsid, above schar roiloi, I made an honest, an earnest commitment. So then above that, obviously my commitment is one and the same commitment that I'm not taking a Meshatanibok. But what's up to Schar Roiloi, Meshatanibok doesn't even start. That's, so therefore the Gemara couldn't say, Lamashal, oh, the guy could have gotten another passenger. Shkoik, that other passenger was only going to pay the going rate. Up to the going rate, you don't have the whole svaro of these Rishonim, of the Ksois. The whole svaro only starts if you're having more of a hefset. So the Gemara had to make an akimta that the guy's at Said, he had more of a hefset somewhere else, maybe not the full zuz amount, but he had a half a zuz worth of hefset. So migo, that's chal above the scharoyloi a little bit, and then it's chal and everything. I meant it. So too with the samonim. But the case of the medicine. What you gave me, the $20 worth of medicine, I understand you're supposed to give me, I understand I'm supposed to pay you. You're giving me $20. Meshat HaNibok doesn't even start. And what's above that, that's excessive. So that's Meshat HaNibok. So you don't say, Migo, that it's chal on the samonim, it's chal on everything. On the samonim, I'm supposed to be giving you. That's what I got. So therefore, you can say Meshat HaNibok on the rest. Majenkin Bayas is talking about that the hefzid that you could have caught fish is above Schar Royaloi a bit. Memel, on that bit, you have a Migo to chal on that, it's chal on the whole thing. That was a suggestion I would like to make to answer up these kashas on these set of Rishonim, the Ksaises Rishonim, that level. The bottom line is, Rabbi Say, I happen to be wrong. Well, at least. Sorry? Okay, you have to know that Raya is not 100% a Raya anyway. It's because this is not a Sugi Zenem Zelokosa. The Ksaises. Magalnov Zelokosa. The word Magalnov means because you're anyway committed to a bit above the Skara Royloi, it's Magalnov Zelokosa. It's only a tzushtel. It's not a mamish the same words. Then there's a whole different lamed. Then the chazal mamish says, I got that full on. Over here, I didn't get the full on. So how can you make a lot of a sakal? Obviously, the ksois is only bringing it as a rayon, but he's not really mamish making a perfect tzushtel to that. Zenev Zelokasa. The Maisa happened to be wrong in the Ksois, because in the case of the Ramah, when the Ramah says by a Shatchen, you're allowed to say Meshatinibok, Zok the Ksois later on in Sifkot and Gimel. One pruta he loses. So yochel arviach. Therefore, magangalo of ezakolam lechuv l'shalom kol ma'aseh pasuk. So because I'm going to cause him to lose a pruta's worth of harvach he could have made, so therefore magangalo of ezakol. The chayr pruta is less than the value of his schar haroyloi for the techa that he put in, and yet the ksais feels that that's enough to kick in this vort of magangalo of ezakol to pay full value. If that's the case, and Trik Shredder Kasha, what does he do with Samonim, and what does he do with the Gemara? I don't know. In the Rishonim, it wouldn't be for the Ksois. In the Rishonim of the Ksois, one second, you could have said what I'm saying, but in the Ksois himself, Lucharit, you can't say it, now it's stuck.
His Pruta for the Shachman is in addition to...
It doesn't sound in addition, because he would have worked somewhere else. That was the Pruta I'm causing him after. But Lamaisa, now he put 10 hours of work on me, on the Shidduch. So that's Karoy for his 10 hours, it's at the $100. And that $100, I won't have to pay him. But because he could have gotten somewhere else, so therefore, that Pruta, Magangalov is a call, and now you have to pay everything.
Right, so
Isaiah comes twice from the Ksais.
So that still works out good. The Pruta is on top of the Karoy.
Why? If he would have worked, he's not saying, what he's saying, that I'm supposed to give him that, plus that extra pruta?
Yeah, of course.
No, because, I don't know, depending on the tircha. He wouldn't have gotten that pruta for free, he would have to make tircha over there too. So why is he double charging for that tircha? I'm paying him tircha plus that other pruta. That other pruta wouldn't have come for free, he would have to put in tircha there too. So Elamai means, he could have made the pruta over there. So Memela, I have to give him for that pruta. So Ma'am, Magan, Allah, Vesakal, everything. Lachari, that's what he means. Lachari. Okay, Abizai, then it's Shre what to do over here. All right, let's continue and let's understand this Ramah. The Ramah is a big chiddush. Ramah says by a shatchin, ain loy el eskari. He says bishloim about a case hashboi shadim and refuah, which is rogalitin like komashis nimoi. So then you have to give him everything. But by a shatchin, you only have to give schara roila, you don't have to give the excessive amount that you promised. That's what comes out in the Rama. Lechayra, just understand this Rama. This Rama is coming from a Chubis Maram Ramberg. To understand this Rama means Rama Nemdon Hashbaas Shadim Reifei and Shatchanes all had the ability to tanam shatani bach. Granted, by Hashbaas Shadim Reifei, we don't do it lemaisa because it's rogel. But if it be a price that's not rogel, then yes, Reifei, Hashbaas Shadim and Shatchan, all you could tanam shatani bach. So now let's understand this. Let's say you go like the Rishonim hold that you need a mitzvah. Hashbaas Shadim is not a mitzvah, and Pasha Shatchanis is not a mitzvah, so why are you allowed to tell him a shatani book? And even if you go like the other Rishonim, that the guy is desperate, and he's giving a promised excessive amount by Shatchanis, why is he desperate? So what's going on? What's Pshat in this Ramah? As they frick everybody, they, to the point that many Achronim say that this Chuvis Maram is like a sheet of his own, a sheet of Yechidah. We don't go like the Maram, it's Mamashita, because like Mamashita is dozens of Rishonim, not like this. And Abba Zai, what's going on? So why is Ramah bringing this down for? Why is he passing like this Maram if he's a Shita Zyokha? What's going on? So there's a Chuvis Mariv Baal, Mari Ben Lev, in Chelik Aleph Simen Kof, where the Mari Ben Lev says that by a Shatkin, the reason why Ketanam Shatkin is because it's a mitzvah. It's a mitzvah to be Mazavik Zivugim. And Mamela, that's why Ketanam Shatkin is. So, okay, that works if you hold it to mitzvah. If you go like the Shitas that hold that by mitzvah, that causes mishatin. But if you hold like the Ramban, that it's not totally in a mitzvah, okay, that's not going to work. But not only that, in fact, the Shutchuk Relev in Cheshire Mishbuk Helikalev Kuflamerei, he said, what's the mitzvah? There's a mitzvah to make. I mean, it's a nice thing to make Shaduchim, but what's the mitzvah? And I feel him tell me, it's like a Heksha mitzvah to Puruvu. But that is not with this girl. Stop! The guy has a mitzvah pervu. I can marry him off to anybody. Why is the shatkin getting paid to marry off to this girl? Or the person wants, I want, do me a favor, read me that shidduch. Try to get me that shidduch. That's a mitzvah punk to marry that girl? That's not a mitzvah. The mitzvah is to get married. So why is it considered a mitzvah to tain a mishatkin book to be mezavik zivugim? The Shach, if you look in Sivkot and Yudalid, the Shach says like this, V'chein adin b'sarsar, who adin by sarsar of a real estate, and you promise him an amount, you give him, I don't know, 6%, whatever it is, yet would you get tainu m'shat anibach. Would you like Moshikas of Chuvis Divrei Rivas of Chuvis Marim Melev, it's the one I just mentioned, who holds Kasa Gamkin to Dafka Shatkin Veloy Sarsa? Then Machalik between a Shatkin and a Sarsa. The reasoning is that by a Shatkin there's a mitzvah. By a Sarsa there's no mitzvah. So by a Sarsa you can't tie a Meshatin in Bok. So the Shak, the lesser, it's not true. Avadi Alad Tanya Meshatin in Bok, even by a Sarsa. So it's mefurish in the Shach that you ketayna meshatin yibok even when there's no mitzvah. There's no mitzvah by a sarsar. A broker, there's no mitzvah. And nevertheless, the Shach holds the yalad tanya meshatin yibok. So you see, it's nothing to do with the mitzvah. So then, what's going on? Why does Ramad, why does the Maram Ramberg say you ketayna meshatin yibok by Shatchanis? How does it work? The Chayme Akushya comes along the Achreinim, and each one says it slightly different, but many Achronim, there's a Chuvis Beis Meir, Mem Zayin, there's a Makar Frayim Skrius Tezvav, there's a Ramosha Kazis and Bavakam over there in Kuf Tezayin Amar Aleph, they all say, Al Korchok, by Shiduchim, and Huadim by Sasser, you have the Ramban, you are considered desperate. Because you're so desperate, you want to be going with the Shidduch, or tie this deal, because of your desperation, your Behol, and your Chippos, and you want this deal to take place, so then when you promise an excessive amount, then you could tain a meshata anibok. You're allowed to tain a meshata anibok because that's already enough to be considered desperate to be eligible for the meshata anibok of the Ramban. A regular worker, right, that's clear that a regular poel, you don't find that you're allowed to say meshata anibok. A regular poel, if I promise you an amount, I have to keep my promise, whatever I was caught with you. You can't tie a meshata anibok. But over here, since out of desperation to tie the deal, to close the deal, so then it's enough of a desperation to tie a meshata anibok. Each one says it in a different nusach, slightly different. The Maharishi Kazi says that if you can't find anyone else who could do this deal, You need this shatkin, you need this broker, so then that's considered desperation, and you can tell him shatkin broker. If you have other people to do it, so then you're not desperate. Get someone else to do the deal. Each one says it different, but the bottom line is they're saying that the Ramah really means the Ramban, that you are desperate, and shidduchim, and even the sarasor, is considered desperate. That's the chiddush of how they tie it up.
Sounding very odd. It's saying like all brokers, brokerage, is considered your life broker is less of a work than any poll or anybody else.
Why is it less of a work, or why are you more desperate than me? Why am I more desperate for these people? Why are these things? Do I have mashat on your book? And machenken by regular pool, I don't have mashat on your book. That's
a broker has expertise and a carpenter has expertise. That's why he's a broker. That's why he's a
no, sometimes a broker has connections.
Well,
in
a broker, the way a broker acts, the truth of the matter is, if you understand it, it's altogether very difficult to apply this concept. Because the reason why a broker charges whatever he charges is because he knows he's only successful 1 out of 10, whatever the thing is. So of course he's charging 10 times the amount of his tircha. It's because he's making up for the 9 deals that didn't go through. Like the doctor is this patient, whatever the work and the service abroad, the guy who did the ferry is for the service. But by brokers, it's clearly that's Nichlal in the schiris or the shatkin. It's Nichlal in the shatkin is to make up for all the time that he wasted on everyone else's shirik that didn't go through. That's why he charged it. But if you look at the big picture, it's very talking. He's not charging anything more than his tircha. He's charging the tircha for 10 times those deals. Like he put in 10 hours in your deal, but it means he put in 100 hours because he had 9 deals that didn't go through. So that 100 hours, yeah, then he deserves that price. But that learning kilo that said excessive because the mice, he only put in 10 hours. That 10 hours, why should you get 6% of 500? You can get $30,000 because you put in 10 hours. That's crazy. That's wild. I'm not doing that, right? So that's, you have to understand how it plays itself out. And
that's like saying a doctor, the fact that he went to school for so many years and he interned. That's not what he's doing right now. That's the
Matzius.
That's how the business is set up.
Yeah, okay, fine. The Maisa is, that's the second pshat in this Ramah. That it really fits into Ramban, and the oinus that you need is not so difficult to come by. The oinus, the desperation, in order to be able to say, Mashati Nebog, it's just a little desperation that's already enough to entitle you to say in Mashati Nebog. There's a third pshat, and that's Nesivis with the other Achreinim. The kids are machadish that the sugi mishati nebok is geboit on the parsha vayino, and the reason why you tell me mishati nebok is because I'm overpaying you. There's really I know. Oh, bezoi. So why do I need the sugi mishati nebok? So stam have I know. Third is because really I'm now let's say I know because it's a halacha by I know that if every promise bechadesh ein adas toya, if you promise an excessive amount that's clearly excessive, everyone knew at the get go that this was excessive. You can't tie in a ayvei I was in the sun. We ayvei. You knew this all along, and nevertheless you wanted to do it. It was clear you knew this all along. It's bechadesh ein adas toya. No one's going to make a mistake to think that a ferry ride is a whole dina. So you can't tie in a. That's a mechila. It's a built-in mechila, but. Since there's I know, so now I can tie a mashata on ibach, and the mashat in ibach now gets it back into I know. That means, normally, if it's so excessive, I clearly was meichel. No, I wasn't meichel. I was only pulling your leg. I was mashat in ibach. And now I could mourn you because of the I know. That's how they do it. It really starts with I know, but I can't have I know because I knew. That is mashat in ibach. I was joking. I was fooling. I wasn't meichel. And now that it's mashat in ibach, I was never meichel. So now I'm back to the drawing board. I'm allowed to mourn from you mitzad the I know. And why do you need? If you look in the sivis, it's on the next page on the second column, 3 lines from the top. He says you need both the concept of mashat in ibach and I know. V'tavayu tzriki. Because that guy did an aveira, he was over on the Yisrael, that gives you the license to fool him. Someone asked last week, are you allowed to do this l'chatchila? Well, in the Nesivis, you see that if the guy was over an aveira, that gives you the license, you're allowed to be meshata with him. And now that you were meshata with him, so you were never meichel. That's what the Nesivi says. But mishum tamo no lechud ein mutzi in the yadom mocha kumo begdei shein adas toya. And it comes out like this Nesivi's prat that really mishat in yibok is across the board. Not just by mitzvahs, and not just when you're desperate. It's across the board. You're allowed to always say mishat, and every poil you're allowed to say mishat in yibok. As long as there's eino. If there's eino, together with mishat in yibok, then you don't have to pay him.
Why is it different?
Why is what?
It's
No, tired if he has a hefset. If he has a hefset, I can't be pulling his leg. I understand that I'm causing him hefset. I have to pay it. But when he doesn't have a hefset, I'm allowed to taina on every paw for that matter. Meshatin yibok, provide it's excessive. Provide it's excessive so much that the dictation of das toya, or the Nesiva says it's more than a shtus, that I know for sure. But if it's less than a shtus, he says you can't taina, it's no dinner, no, you can't taina meshatin yibok. So any time you promise a paw more than a shtus over the going rate, zok the nesivus, you could tie a mashat on ibach. So nesiv, and that's prat the maram. In other words, the maram basically is his own shita. Shita yichidah. It's not in the rishonim, or I shouldn't say not in kamat all the rishonim. They all say it's either mitam mitzvah or the ramban, because the guy is desperate and it's excessive. All of a sudden, we're introduced to a whole new shita, and all of a sudden, the ramah goes with the shita. This is it. So, Mamish Gavaldik Achidish of the Ramah, Koichigar, I mean, you can say the Ramah only meant to be Sturis Fake at the Dina, so you can't be Maitzi Mamet, he could tie him a shot in the book, but comes on a blitz Chidish, that's what the Ramah says. All right, fine, let's move on. We have to tie this, we're running out of time, I want to finish the Simon tonight, but the Ramah, Minei Ubei, is Saiser himself. On a different Nakuda. The Ramah starts off that Hashbar Shedim in Rafur, there's no Mashat in Ibach, why not? Because people already pay that amount. But you should know, by Shatkin, you could say Mashat in Ibach. If you look inside, where's Ramah coming from? It's coming from a Mordecai. Look inside the Mordecai. Mordecai brings a whole slew of Rishonim who hold by a shatkin, you cannot tie a mishat in ibach because it's regilis litan alav harbe, just like by hashba shedim and refuah, you can't tie a mishat in ibach. And then he brings down the tshuvas maram. The maram says that by shatkanis you could say mishat in ibach, and it's just cute because it tells in there that his talmidim showed him other friyadik of the smag and other people who say that when it's regilas lita nol vabri, you can't tie a mishat in ibok. V'maram loy hishgiach aleim. He didn't care. Smag is the smag, but I still hold my own ground. I hold you can still tie a mishat in ibok. I say it's mavu in the Mordecai. What I'm just bringing out is that the case it was mavu in the Mordecai was that by shatkin it's also regilas lita nol vabri, and nevertheless, there's a makhlek is a shenim, sons of the shenim, roiv rishenim hold, you cannot tie them shatin in bog, and the maram says you could. And comes to Ramah, all of a sudden he picks and chooses. By Shbo Shedim Rafua, he goes like the first set of Rishayim, that you cannot tie him shatin in bog. And when it comes to Shaduchim, all of a sudden he says you could tie him shatin in bog. It's a maravs and igra. As a fact, Achrenim, like his mom is like, he's quoting the Mordechai and he's cutting him up in half. What just went on? The Shaduchim, the Chari, the same case. If you look in the Shach says, so context what? Mashal posak, the nois loy komashisna, he argues, he goes like the other Rishayim, that avad, you could, you're mechuyv to give everything, because it's regilis litin olav harbe. And zok to shach, venirli delay pligi, because mashal ari b'mokam dein lechat chanus kitzvah, some people pay that high amount, so then you're mechuyv to give it. V'chein nir mitvar sham taka, that's what the mashal says, that's one of his svaras. Got the mashal is another svar. Mashal says that if you hold, you only need mitzvah, and shatchanus is not a mitzvah, so therefore that's why you can't tie a mashat in Yibach. He has two svaras, why? But at least in his one of his svaras, he says, because regilis litin olav harbe. And the shach, it sort of implies, and the Ramah is talking about when it's not regulus litan lolav harbe. Okay, and the Ramah maybe you could stick it in, but l'may zigaretz, not the Pashas Ramah, and you go back to the source, in the Mordecai, it's clearly the Vashetzkan is, they were regulus litan lolav harbe. To make things worse, is that the Chuvis Ramah and Simon Pei Vav, the Chuvis Ramah says lahedja, that is a machloikis. He has a different case, but by shatalonis, you promise somebody to talk to the authorities for you. He did shatalonis for you. Good, that's the Ramah's case. And he says, you cannot tie him a shat in Ibach because regilus litin lov harbe. And he says, and that's good, like all the Rishayim, Rabbeinu Simcha Chizkiya, and a whole slew of Rishayim. And like the Maram, it's not going to work. Like the Maram, you could still tie them shot in the book. But for the Maram, he has a different way to get out, and that's how the truth Ramah goes. But it's clear, and Ramah spells out clearly, that the Maram is arguing with the Rishayim, even when it's regilus litin lov harbe. So to say that the Ramah, the two halves, like shtim, because this is yerigilis, not that regilis, is not the mashmois. Mashmois is that even by shalos, which is regilis, and still you for some reason a lot of time shatim. So what's the chil between shatchonis and hashbar shedim and refuah? $1 million kasha. And I don't really have a great teretz. Lavush tries to give a teretz. I don't have a great teretz. I would like to make a suggestion. It's only a suggestion, Rabbi Yisai, and that is that if you look, there's a mashmais in the Rishonim that regilas litan olav harbe doesn't mean that everyone gives that amount. It's acceptable to give that amount. Marshall, you have a shatkin. Sometimes a guy gives a shatkin $1,000. Sometimes they give $2. Sometimes they give $5. Sometimes they give $10. You heard already $20. Right? Every shatkin, depending what type of a shidduch and what type of the yecheles of the bali dvarim, what type of expectations the shatkin has, there are many variables. Does everyone give $5,000 to a shidduch? No. Do some people go, I got already once $5,000 for a shidduch. It happens. You get $5,000 for a shidduch, but not everyone gives. So there, the Rishonim hold, that's already enough to be regilas litan olav harbe. It's not considered excessive. That's what those said of Rishonim hold. I would like to suggest that the Maram who argued, Maram holds, that that's not enough. Just because some people give it, so what? But for the Amoinam, for the going rate, it's still considered excessive because there are a lot of people who don't give it. So you could still tie in a mishata nibok. But what happens if you have a case like a doctor, that this is the going price of a doctor? Every doctor charges this amount. This is the going rate for a doctor. But Chagam, that's you're talking that the Maram is Moida. Maram only argues in the case of Shatchonis, because it's not a set price that everyone gives that amount. It varies. Some people do, some people don't. That's not enough to take care of Mishata Nibok. But if it's a case of Refuah, then the Maram is Moida because every doctor charges that price. That is the going rate. It's Bechlal not excessive. So Mamelu, you cannot tie in a Mishata Nibok. And that's what the Ramah is saying. That if it will be Hashbo Shedim Refuah, then Yechayiv, because that's what everyone charges. But for Shatchanis, where it's not a set amount, so then you can't tie, you could still tie in a Mishata Nibok because it might be excessive. Not everyone gives that price. That's how I would like to suggest, perhaps, in the Ramah.
So
you give his schar, his regular ticha, because what's above that is considered mishat anibok. Or what the minimal amount is, whatever the schar roi, the minimal accepted amount to give the shatran. So that amount I'm accepted to give. More than that I won't give. Perhaps. I'm just making a suggestion. I want to tell you a maisa shahoya kachoya. Going back about 25 years ago, there was a gvir who lived in New York, who had an older daughter. She was already, I think, 28. Upper 20s for sure. I think it was 28. And my mother is a shatkanta. And he had a meeting. He made like so official. He took her out to eat. I don't know. He made a whole meeting that if she gets a shidduch for his daughter, he'll give her $5,000. He'll give my mother $5,000. V'ayayim, Baruch Hashem, a shidduch was made. And after the shidduch was made, the guy gave my mother, I forgot, like $1,000. I forgot it was something. My mother said, what happened to the $5,000? Whatever. He drained her a cup. My mother tried to send like a common friend. He drained that person a cup. Bekitza, my mother got the $1,000 and never got the $5,000 that she was promised. They were married. It was a number of years and they still didn't have children. Now, I knew that my mother was fatinan on the guy. For good reason. She was promised five, and she wasn't given it five. So she was makbid. She had tarumis, and there's a gavur in the paiskim, especially in the huji-wuji, it's in yonim. No, it's pashut, and the nigla makes a lot of sense, too. The nigla says that if you don't, the Gemara in Sukkah says in Chavtes, that if you don't pay your poyel, what he deserves, so then the nechas of Yared L'timoyen. So the Paiskim say a shidduch, the nechas of a shidduch, what is the gesheft of a shidduch? The gesheft is shalom bayis and having children. So memele, if you don't pay a shatkin well, it's olu chulila that there will be a lack of shalom bayis and there won't be children. That's where it comes from, alpi nigla. Good, that was the story. For a number of years they didn't have children. I still remember I spoke to my mother on the phone. I don't know why, we were schmoozing about it. I said, ma, do you ever expect to get paid from this person? Do you ever expect to get paid? My mother says, never. It was already a number of years, 4 years later. Never. I gave up hope. He's not giving it. That's it. I'm not even going to get paid for the guy. So I said, so why take it out on the kids? The kids aren't having children because of you. Why take it out on the kids? Be meichel them. You know, if you could still go to Beseda, but be meichel. At least the kids will get have children. So my mother said, I remember, say, bepeh mole, I'm meichel them b'leiv sholem. My mother said it. 10 months later, they had a child, and Baruch Hashem, since then, they've had an entire family. That was the story. So now, in light of this halacha, I don't know, the guy could tie him, Meshat Anibach. I didn't really mean it. It was a shidduch. I was desperate. My girl was 28 years old. She was an old maid. I was desperate. I needed you to marry her off, but I don't have to keep my word. But yet, Min HaShemayim. But yet, min hashemayim, you see, they saw it with my mother.
Does the person have to say Mishata Nibach, or this guy didn't say, he just he never said
Mishata Nibach. You have to say Mishata Nibach, okay, yes. So right. Basically, the Makarfayim points out that Mishata Nibach is to tell you that that's what you always meant. But if a Bishas Maisa you meant it ends, and just now you decided, you went to a Shi and you heard that you could say Mishata Nibach, you can't say Mishata Nibach. Mishata Nibach means all along I never intended, so there was no commitment to begin with. This guy probably meant it to begin with, and he had the Yechailis, and he meant it, so now he's Takam Uchid, he can't tell him Mishata Nibach. I'm just sharing, this is playing with fire. People, unfortunately, there's already a number of Dine Torah on this Indian, it's Mamish playing with fire to exercise this Mishata Nibach by Shaduchim. The bad guy, be very careful. All right. It's a Makhlekes anyway, that's also true. Fine. That's also true. And like the Ktois, as long as you're maxing him a little bit somewhere else, he's mechayev to pay the whole thing. The Shach brings down the Mashalu argues.
You can't say
Mashalu, you cannot, correct.
Right, so then what is that you're talking about?
What, the Ramah went with the Maran that you could. He holds it to at least, L'chalapak is a Safik, Hamayit Mekaveh Olav Araya. Right? So the L'chayev, that alone should do it. All right, and like the Shach also, the Shach only says the Ramah talking about when it's excessive, but if it's some people pay that amount, then you can't tie them a shot in the book. So you go through all the sheets, as many sheets as a whole, that Avada Lamaisa Yom Mukri, but Lamaisa, you still have a Ramah to contend with. There's one more halakha, we ran out of time, just want to say the halakha quickly to finish up. Zakhtar Ramachaba Sivches, Bamedvam Ramurim Bishalai Nasanloi, when you did not yet give the money. Avam Nasanloi, but if you already gave the money, I promised you a dinar to get me over the ferry, and I gave you the dinar, now I can't tie in the Mishat Nibach. A person can only tie Mishat Nibach because money was only words. But if he gave over the money, he certainly meant it. You don't give over money and not mean it. So obviously he meant it, so Mamel, you cannot tie in Mishat Nibach. And Zakhtar Tzai, who a dinar, if a person promises, makes a shru, a tekiyas kaf, you obviously meant it. So now that you obviously meant it, you can no longer tie in Mishat Nibach. So there the Paiskim discuss. Pashas, we don't have time, but if you make a kinin will help to preclude Mishat Nibach, unless the Tashbat says in the Sivis goes, unless that other person has a mitzvah. If he has a mitzvah, then even with a kinyan, I didn't mean it. But if it's not a mitzvah, then you cannot tanya Mishat Nibach if you made a kinyan.
But with the
Shru
also?
The Shru Lachai is different. The Shru, once you make a Shru Lachai, it's over.
The Lachai,
yeah, once you have the money too, it's over. But by the
contract.
Contract is only a shtal, that's not a kinyan. But if you talk to do it proper, means if the contract is a good kinyan, so then yes, then it'll be like a kinyan.
All right, Rabbi. And you can't tell me Mishat Nibach.
Who, what?
The person express is saying you can't tell me Mishat Nibach.
I don't know if that works. I'm nasty, you're not telling Mishat Nibach? I'm that goof, I'm being Mishat to you. To say that I'm not, and I'm doing that. All right, Rabbi, say, good to talk. Sorry? Yeah, the bottom line is, take the money up front. That's the bottom line. All right, Rabbi Sai, a good talk.
For other shiurim by Rabbi Kahan, or for additional information, please contact Beis Din Meisharim at 732-905-3388. Thank you.